You're listening to Murder in Skaram by Ramona Fransson, translated and read by Judith Bork. Remember, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt. Belinda hasn't been in school now for a whole week. Is she sick? The school principal's voice bellowed through the telephone into Magnus' ears. He felt himself starting to boil over, but responded with a mumbled white lie accompanied by an inadequate apology. What had that little brat been up to this time? He stormed off toward the kitchen and headed for the refrigerator. Grabbing a bottle of juice, he drank straight out of the bottle as he sat down at the kitchen table to think. What had happened the past few days? On Wednesday, he'd fought with Belinda's mother and ended up hitting her hard enough to give her a nosebleed. But hell, how was he otherwise supposed to get Margaret to understand that she has to come home on time after work? He'd even made dinner that night and washed the dishes afterwards. That should have been appreciated more, he thought. Belinda might have heard them fighting. Would she skip school because of that? Maybe he should call her. When he did, all he heard was her voice saying that she was busy now. But if you leave your number, I'll call you right back. He threw his cell phone down on the table with a bang. His fingers started drumming as he thought over his relationship with Margaret. They fought almost daily. Last Wednesday wasn't the first time he'd hit her. But after every fight, he'd cried and sworn that he loved her. Once he even bought her some jewelry. That gold pin had cost him a fortune. Belinda shouldn't be skipping school, he thought angrily, and got up abruptly to walk over to the kitchen window. He turned his focus on the silhouette of the juniper trees down at the edge of their garden by the street. It hadn't started to snow yet. Not that it was better with snow, but at least it was easier to see out into the gardens. Magnus was longing for the spring and summer already. During the lighter months, Skaram became transformed. The cold, moist winds coming in from the sea changed to warm and dry breezes. Boats docked in the harbor bobbed up and down and rubbed fenders with each other. Summer tourists walked around town and frequented the Nordic Watercolor Museum. The restaurants were full. Margaret called Skaram the Pearl of Sharn. This town isn't much of a pearl during the winter, he thought. That morning, the temperature outside had read -5°C, and the cold wind was raw. The winters he was used to from his childhood were very different from the winters here on the west coast of Sweden. When he waited for the bus that morning, his teeth were chattering from the cold. Glancing at the clock, he saw that it was already 5 p.m. and decided that he may as well go look for Belinda. Margaret wouldn't be home until 6 p.m. An hour ought to be enough to find her, Magnus thought, as he put on his winter jacket lined with sheepskin. He loved that jacket. It was warm and comfortable. On his way out the front door, he leaned over to look out the side window and see how many minus degrees the thermometer was showing. But all he could see was darkness. The outdoor lighting wasn't working. Changing the light bulbs in this house is such a pain in the ass, he said out loud as he opened the door and stepped outside. He slammed it shut after him and started down the stairs. It was hard for him to see the steps, so he grabbed hold of the banister on his right. Looking up and out over their lawn, he thought he saw something move over by the juniper trees. There was a sudden bang, like the sound of a New Year's Eve firecracker, and something walloped him right in his gut. He lost balance and fell forward straight down the stairs. Chief Inspector Gregor Tulin.